Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Medina.
This morning, I want to share with you, if you will open your Bibles, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. First Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 1. Notice the title of my message, and I'm going to share with you why. High volume, low signal. Let me ask, are you a high volume or low signal? And I explain the why right now. The greatest gift, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Last verse I'm going to read. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. I'm going to give you a little bit of historical background in this chapter, real quick. If you've ever read a little bit about Corinth, you're going to find out that not only was it a religious city, but it was a very, very loud city. In other words, they liked loudness. And when you read history, as I was just doing a little bit of researching, historically in the first century, the Roman world was known by its own cults or gods. And one of those gods was Dionysus. Dionysus. And there was also another one known as Cybele. Now, it's who they worshipped. And the reason they would worship those gods or their deities was just to attract. Now, what's crazy about those services was that it wasn't just a quiet service. Those type of pagan worship, they were known for a lot of things. And it kind of goes with why Paul, as we're going to read right now, and I think it's important for you to know about this. When they did those pagan worships, number one, they would shout these loud, crazy speeches. Number two, they would repeat out loud same phrases. Number three, they would make loud beats, or they would beat metal gongs. Remember, they were loud. They clash cymbals loud. And they work themselves into emotional frenzy. That's what they were known for. These loud pagan worship services. And that is the reason why Paul, he says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become, what does he say? Sounding brass or clanging cymbal. In other words, they were making a lot of noise. A lot of noise, lots of noise, but no love. You know us, we can make a lot of noise. We could be loud, but no love. Now hear me. For them, the more loud they were, and I'm going to say some things because I don't want you to be thinking like, okay, where's he? The more loud they were, the more noise they made, for them, they thought they were more what? Spiritual. Okay? Now, you know that, and you hear me say this, we're Pentecostals, and I'm all about loud. Amen? I'm all about loud. Praising God out loud. Clapping your hands out loud. Amen. Give them glory, honor out loud. I'm all for that. Amen. I'm not ashamed of it. I remember when I first came to the Lord, I saw a gentleman at our church. I was new, and he had in the back the shirt that said, at first I didn't understand, but then it took me a while. It said, Pentecostal to the bone. Amen. We're Pentecostals to the bone. But for them, the louder you were, the more noise you made, the more spiritual. That was their culture. Amen. So when the believers here in Corinth, they're believers now, they're Christians, they love Jesus. When they began to speak in tongues and they began to use their spiritual gifts, that's how they measured how spiritual they thought they were. Amen? So let me put it this way. The more they spoke in tongues, the more they used their spiritual gifts, that's how they measured how spiritual they were, or how impressive or dramatic they were. Now, like earlier, I could hear people are speaking in tongues. Praise God. And we should have more of that. Amen. And give it that liberty. Everything in order, but give it to be open up. And I'm all for that. But we could do all that. But if we don't have the love of God, we're just making noise. We're just making. That's why the title, I love my title, High Volume. See, a lot of Christians have high volume of making noise. Or their gifting, their gifts, or what they do. It's a high volume. High volume. They do a lot. They're loud. They're gifted. High volume. But low signal. What does that mean? No love. Or very low love, or a little bit of love. But what if you make a lot of noise, a lot of gifting? We make noise, we're loud, we speak in tongues, but we're full of love. I said we're full of love. And that's what Paul is saying. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, and of angels, but I have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. Wow. Are you with me? So, praise the Lord. We can worship. We could impress. We can praise God. We could do a lot of noise, but if there's no love, we're just making noise, church. Now, he says, so I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love. Now, the ancient Greeks, they knew about four Greek words of love. I'm going to break them down to you. Number one is eros. Eros. Now, that's one of the words for love, and that is the word that means, it's talking about erotic love. It refers to sexual love. But that's not the love that Paul's talking about here. Okay? Number two, it's the word storge. That's the second word for love. And that one refers to family love, when you have love within the family. That's the kind of love that there is between a parent and a child, or between family members in general. So in your family, my family, you have that type of love, storge. Amen. A father and a son, or a mother and a daughter. That's the storge love. But that's not the love that Paul is talking about. Then thirdly, it's the word philia. Well, you know the city, Philadelphia? It's known for what? The city of what? The city of brotherly love. And this third word for love, it speaks of a brotherly friendship and affection. Amen? It is a love of deep friendship and partnership. Some call it that it might be described as the highest love of which man, without God's help, is capable of. So, in other words, there's some that are people that they're just loving with people. Amen? But it's a very different word to the one I want to talk about tonight and or this morning. He says, but I have not love, and that's the word agape. Agape. What is agape love? Number one, it is a love that loves, hear me, this is very important. It is a love that loves without changing. You don't change. He says, so I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love. I'm just making noise. Number two, it is a self-giving love that gives without demanding or expecting repayment. Okay, I'm going to love you, but you're going to pay back. Be careful. Amen? No, you're going to love because you have God and you love your brother and your sister. And you don't expect anything back. Amen? That's why if you're going to do something, do it out of the love of God. Do it because God dropped it in you to do it without expecting anything back. Yeah, because it's so easy. Well, you know, I've done so much. I deserve. Oh, you're going to serve God. You're going to serve God because it's the right thing to do. Now, I know it's a little heavy, like you're thinking, but I'm not done yet. It is love so great that it can be given to the unlovable and unappealing. It is a love that loves even when it is rejected. In other words, you're going to love regardless, even if they reject it. But we love because it's the correct thing. It shows Christ-like. And I've always said it. You know what? I'm going to love my church regardless if they love me or not. I'm going to love you. God will take care of you. Love, church, love your brother, love your sister, love your enemy. Love gives and loves because what? It wants to. This type of love, you don't go by your feelings. Well, let me drink my 5 cups of coffee and then I'll get that feeling of loving. You know what I'm talking about, especially if you put a lot of sugar and creamer and cinnamon and hazelnut. It changes everything. Or as my wife says, sometimes it's a hormonal thing. It kicks in and everything changes. You're in a bad, but then it switches and now you're lovable. Come on, church. Are you with me this morning? But love, it does not demand or expect repayment from the love given. You give because it's love. We don't love, hear me, this is, we don't love in order to receive it back. How many times have we loved people and they never loved you back? But that's okay, because we're doing it God's way. I said we're doing it God's way. And I understand, well, that's another topic. I'm not going to get in there. So Paul, he says, I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but not have love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. I mean, think about this, church. He says, and though I have the gift of prophecy, imagine being such a powerful preacher or teacher of the word of God. I mean, you could teach the Bible. You could teach the word of God. You could prophesy with liberty, and things happen. Or you pray in other tongues. You have the gift of praying in other tongues. But without love, all that God hears is echo. Without love. And think about it, church. You might be in ministry, you're serving in the church. Whatever you do. But if you don't have the love of God, you're just making noise. Too much noise. Loud noise. You juice it up, like I say, but no love. We make a lot of noise, but no love. And that's why us, who are in leadership, or thus in a home, the head of the house, the workplace, we're the example. Show the love of God. And it's very important, church. Now, again, I remember when I was, and I believe everybody goes through this. When you're new in the Lord, I used to think, you know, the louder you are, the more spiritual you are. Don't say too many amens, because you ain't going to say it. I will. The more I speak in tongues, the more people are going to think I'm more spiritual. But it gets even worse, because once you leave the church, you didn't even change. You're the same. F-bombs everywhere. Don't love. No nothing. I mean, you just don't see Jesus in you. But because you're gifted, because you can sing, you can preach, you can teach, or even the language we use towards people, you know, they see that. But the reality is that many times the love of God, that's very important, church. And I'm all for it. To preach with power, the anointing, to sing aloud, to speak in other tongues, to dance for the Lord. All that is great, all that is good, but many times the missing link is the love of God. It's the love of God, it's the love of Jesus. He says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and I understand all mysteries, you even have knowledge. You know the Bible in and out. You have knowledge of the word. How many people, huh, know the Bible? Know the Bible. They quote scriptures. And they even put sound effects when they quote them. They start off slow and then they pick up the voice even louder and, thus saith the Lord. But then you go, you're at the parking lot and you're throwing down already. Say, I know we're laughing, but it happens a lot. You want to lay out someone and Then the old man wants to come out, the hood. If, you know, inside you're messing with your mind. If they knew where I come from, what I've done, where I've been. And that's what you see in verse 2. He even says, even he says, though I have faith. See, you could even have faith. And maybe you've come in agreement with people. Hey, just let's believe God. You have faith and God moved the mountain and God came through and God did the miraculous. But you have no love. And see, it's so easy that we go by what we see on the outside. Man, that brother and that sister is very spiritual. That word he gave me, she gave me, it fulfilled. But outside of that, there's no love. And it's important, church. And that's why the people in Corinth, the church, that's how they base themselves. They made a lot of noise. High volume. Very disorder, high volume, disorder. But outside of the church, it was a whole different ball game. Are you with me? And see, God doesn't measure someone being mature. Now, the giftings are very important. And you should, like Paul even says, you know, desire the best gifts. Desire, hear me, desire that God would use you mightily and powerfully. Desire that you will be a blessing to others. Desire that God anoints you. Desire that God will use you for his glory. Desire all that is good. But in the mix, that there be the love of Jesus in you. That you're respectful, that you're loving, that you know how to present yourself towards people. Especially, hear me, especially when there's no people of high caliber, you're the same. You're down to earth. Oh, it's getting good now. Don't be a certain way when the pastor is not around. I see that all the time. I got the cameras going. Be the same brother and be the same sister. Be loving, be respectful towards everyone. Treat everybody the same. Of course, you give honor where honor is given to or who deserves it. But you respect everybody. You love everybody. Amen? Nobody is greater than anybody. It's getting good. I'm preaching good right now. Even though you didn't say amen, I know I'm preaching good. But you love people, respect people. The higher you are in position, the lower you should go. And let them see, man, this guy is normal. She's normal. Down to earth. Not hot-headed or none of that stuff. Look at him. He's still the same. He says hi to everybody. Like I've always given that illustration. Even at work, you say hello to the maintenance guy. You say good morning. Because you never know. They might fire you and then he might be your boss. Now that's going to be embarrassing. Ooh, you don't even know that he's a believer, number one. You don't even know that he prays. You don't even know that he's fasting for you. You don't even know what God can do. And you treat him like if he's a nobody. Everybody wants to be around the top guns. Chill out. Sit far away. Talk to the normal people. And watch what God does. I said, watch what God does. It's like, you know, oh, nobody wants the people from the streets. Nobody wants a drug, ex-drug addict. Nobody wants gang members. Nobody wants prostitutes. But yeah, the churches that go after them, God brings the best in. Then you got people in churches, oh, this church is never going to grow. This church is never going to prosper because the location. Which God do you serve? Oh, sometimes you hear minister, no, well, it's because the area. Which God do you serve? Oh, we know it's because we don't grow because. No, you don't grow because you don't do nothing. You don't talk to people. You don't love on people. We don't love just a high caliber. We love everyone. That's why NGC, we love, we love God first, and then we love people, and we love serving people. That's what we do here. How many members you got? Man, I hear these crazy things. Who are your top givers? Don't worry about that. That's another topic, but those are conversations you'll hear. Who are your top givers? God. He's everything. He brings the right people. God knows who they are. And God knows who I serve. Because if you do that, be careful. You're going to love certain people. Be careful. Who's a faith? Who does the most in the church? Be careful. If you're going to do something, do it out of love. And many times, hear me, many times you're not going to get applause. Many times you're not going to get a thank you. For a lot of reasons. We might miss it. We might drop the ball. Someone might. But God never drops the ball. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And let me tell you something. God always arrives on time. So shake it off. Don't let the enemy mess with you. Don't start getting sad. I know the Lord is speaking this morning. Shake it off. Oh, everything I've done for the church. Oh, chikarama. Everything I've done, I've always been there. You know, I'm this. And quit it. God knows that already. Don't. And that's the biggest error we make. We expect man to bless us. No, go to God and let God use whomever he wants to use to bless you. See, we're too focused. Oh, the pastor hasn't said anything yet. Oh, I blessed a brother and I gave to him and he hasn't done nothing for me. You're doing it for the wrong reasons. Let God do it. I say, let Jesus do it. Let Jesus do it. Now I know why the Lord gave me this message. And look what he says. And though I bestow all my goods, I feed the poor. I'm a giver. I help the poor. But no love? Be careful. Because one day you can have 30, 40 people. Next day you can only have 5. Are you gonna praise God the same? Are you going to be faithful? Are you going to boast? Are you still going to give God glory and honor? Like that one illustration I gave you guys in the morning about that one player. They were winning games, winning and winning. And he thought, you know what? We're up here now. We want to do an interview with you because, you know, you're winning. You're playing so good. Yeah. Do all the interviews you want. And the day that they lost, you know what happened? He hid. He didn't want no interviews no more. He didn't have the same energy. And many Christians are like that. Many times we have a high energy, but when things don't go your way, or you're not getting what you expected, the energy changes. Now you don't want to say hi. Now I'm not a pastor. Now you brought me to another level. Brother Eddie. Me and my wife laugh about those things. Oh, Pastor Eddie. And then, Brother Eddie. And then if they're more mad, El Eddie. And I don't know about the rest at the house, maybe the pagan. Be careful. You know, they can have you up here and then they drop you. But guess what? I ain't going to change by the grace of God. With the help, I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to bless you. I'll still be there for you. You might not get everything you want, but I'm going to be a blessing. I'll make sure I'll be a blessing to your life. Yeah, they drop. Oh my gosh. The categories, they just start getting smaller. Before pastor of the year. Of the hour. I'm going to finish right here. Verse 3. And though I bestow my goods to feed the poor, and though I give, look what he says. Even if I give my body to be burned. That's crazy. Even if you, imagine you give yourself to be burned. You become a martyr. But he says, but even if you do that, because people could think like, wow, look at him. He says, but if you don't have love, it profits me nothing. So I don't know if you're listening, but that's how powerful the love of God is. The agape love, church. You could give everything away. You could deliver up your body. But if you don't have love, we don't gain nothing. You could be very generous. You could help the church be very generous. Think about it. You could be very generous. But if you don't have love, it's like everything else just got canceled. Everything you did, all the generous you were so much, everything you do for the house of God, everything you do for the poor, you give your body to be, you do everything, but everything gets canceled out. Because of one word. Because there's no love. The agape love. So think about it. Everything you're doing right now that you think, well, I'm doing the correct thing. But if you don't have the love of God, there's no profit. I don't say it. The word of God says it. So what would I do? Okay, I'm doing all this. But am I showing the love of Jesus? Am I loving my brother and my sister? Am I loving human beings? So we could do a lot. We can make a lot of noise. We could be loud, make a lot of noise. Could be powerful, spiritually powerful, and nothing is happening. So there's where I finish. Being spiritual, number one, is not how we communicate, it's how impressive we are. That's not maturity, church. That's how I've always said it. Nowadays, there's a lot of good preachers, teachers of the Word of God. But what I want is the fruit, their character. Do they fear God? Are they faithful? That's maturity. And it's maturity because God knows it in and out. Having deep knowledge, which all that is good. I'm always for that. Reading the Bible, get the knowledge. Quote scriptures, memorize. All that is good. But that's not maturity either. Because you could do all that, but if you don't have the love of God, or we could sacrifice greatly. We could do a lot. We sacrifice. But I mean, think about it. You sacrifice your time, you sacrifice everything, but you don't have the love of Jesus. That's not maturity either. Only love proves when we're Christ-like. We can sound spiritual, act spiritual, and suffer for spiritual things and still not be spiritual. Christianity is not validated by gifts. Church, I'm going to say that again. Now, gifts are important for the body of Christ. But what's validated is the love of Jesus. You know, people even doubt themselves. When, like, if they sing, they preach, they give a class, and because nobody say, brother, that was such a good message, they'll take it hard on them. They won't sleep all day. Man, nobody said thank you. Nobody said a good word, a good message. But if you prepared yourself, you prayed, you studied, you're in obedience to God, you're walking with God, you're walking in love, guess what? You don't worry about if anybody said thank you or anything. You're doing what's the correct thing. You're doing what's right. And that's what God sees. Now, if you're sloppy, you don't pray, you don't study, you're not walking in holiness, you're not walking in the will of God, don't expect something good. And let me show you the mercy of God and the grace of God in this. Many times you could be sloppy, you haven't prayed, and maybe you're even in sin, and God will still use you. But it's only because of his mercy and grace. But be careful. That one was free. Question for you. Do you want to be a long version of love or a short version? I want to be a long version. Not just short. Not only when I feel like it, not only because it's the right time, not only because they did. No. Long version is regardless. They treat me right. They don't treat me right. They show love. I'm just going to be the long version. I'm just going to love. I'm just going to love on people. I'm just going to love on people. Love on people. Love on people. And people think you're crazy because you love on people. What's wrong with this guy? Everything I said, everything I did, everything, and he still loves me. That's what it's all about. People can't handle that. I said people can't handle that. The other way around, when there's no love, what do? You hide. You're going to Walmart and you see somebody, you're over there by the makeup, you see somebody at the fruit stand and you're hiding already. Oh, the brother, the sis. Oh, let me go to aisle 155. No love. But with love, even if it's hard, you don't know what's going to be the reaction, but because you know it's the right thing, you do it in faith. You see them, you don't see whatever, but the love of God is there. And don't expect either hugs and kisses. That ain't going to happen either. Just love on people, man. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.